Welcome to Mabel Classes Podcast. Stay tuned to find out about our recent learning and the news from around the school. Listen out for a competition and your chance to be a winner.
One of the highlights of spring term were our class trip to Beeston Castle as part of our history. Learning about the Iron Age. The castle is on the top of a big hill with a steep bridge leading up to it, but the view from the top was room for the climb.
We'd learn about the features of an Iron Age hill fort. In school, we took part in a workshop in an Iron Age roundhouse and Beeston Castle. First, we used our bodies to explore how roundhouses were made. Did you know that they use animal dung to keep the walls together? Then we saw the reconstructed roundhouse.
This had all the features we expected, such as a thatched roof, a fire in the middle without a chimney, and animals' skins to keep warm. Fortunately, they didn't have their enemy skulls posed by the foothill fort entrance, like in the Iron Age, or we might have come straight back to school.
Our music lesson also had our history focus, as we learned to sing a song about the Vikings. We'll sing it for you now. Also learned that notes can have different lengths and are written differently, so that you know how long to sing or play each note for.
A quaver lasts for only half a beat, but a minim lasts for two beats.
In geography, we've compared Warrington with Ambleside. Warrington is a town in the county of Cheshire, with Ambleside is a town in the county of Cumbria. Both towns are in the northwest region of the UK.
Warrington has a much bigger population and is found in a urban area. The main economic activities in Warrington are in health and surveillance. Ambleside is located in a rural area. The main economic activities are farming and tourism.
We love researching about the Lake District. Here are some of our favourite facts.
Scafell Pike is the highest mountain in England.
Windermere is the biggest lake in England.
The Lake District is one of the few places where red squirrels are still found in the UK.
We love keeping active in Mabel class. Last term, Sam from Warrington Rules Rugby Foundation taught us the basic skills needed to play a game of rugby. We learned about passing and catching the ball, attacking, defending, and evading the opposition.
On the last day of the term, we took part in a rugby festival with other schools on Dalham Field. Despite the cold, wet weather, we all had a great time and enjoyed playing against other schools. Our teachers were really impressed with our sportsmanship.
We were very excited. excited to start our swimming lessons this term. We're loving learning how to swim and about water safety every Thursday.
Our DT lessons were also focused on keeping us and the planet healthy as we designed, made and tasted our own seasonal tarts.
Seasonal means that the vegetable can be harvested locally now, so it's better for the environment because it reduces pollution from transport.
We learned how to peel and chop vegetables using the bread and the claw grip, and tasted a variety of vegetables, including some we'd never tried before, like asparagus and green beans.
We choose our favourite tasting vegetables to use in our tap and thought about combining different flavours. The best part of the project was when we got to taste and evaluate of our finished tarts. They tasted delicious.
In science, we completed lots of investigations into magnets. We sorted materials into magnets and non-magnetic ones and discovered that not all metals are magnetic. Only iron, cobalt, and nickel are.
We tested the strength of different magnets and found out what happens when you bring two poles of magnet together.
Magnets are really useful in everyday life. For 5 pulse points, you can find any uses of a magnet in real life. Bring them to Maple Class before the end of the day on Monday for a chance to win 5 pulse points.
This term, we're learning about plants in science. So far, we looked carefully at the structure of roots using hand lenses and microscopes and observing small hairs on the outside of roots.
We prove that roots are involved in the movement of water through plants and are looking forward to learning more about the different parts of a plant keep it healthy.
Inclusion is really important to Maple Class. And last week we learned about death and wellness. We thought about what life would be like if couldn't hear very well, how we can help people who struggle to hear and learn to fingerspell our names.
We can show you our fingerspelling in our podcast, but if you see us around school, stop us and ask.
We can help deaf people by looking at them when we talk, by talking clearly and not by covering our mouths when we speak.
Last term, our English book was The Big Blue Whale, and we found out lots of facts about whales before we wrote a persuasive leaflet encouraging people to protect these magnificent yet endangered mammals.
Did you know that blue whales can grow up to 30 metres long?
Did you know that blue whales only eat krill?
Krill are small shrimp about the size of your baby finger. So whales need to eat 30 million krill each day. So in a week, whales eat 210 million krill in a week.
But pollution causes problems for whales and can even kill them. You can help to protect blue whales by choosing alternatives to
to single-use plastics that can often end up in our oceans.
If you want to keep us up to date with all our learning, remember to follow our class Twitter page, Maple Dalham CPS.
And now for news around the school.
Happy birthday to anybody who has recently celebrated a birthday, especially Zoriana in Ash class and Aria in Maple class.
Last week, Sycamore class fitted an air break in Yorkshire, a part of the River Stourdies. They went on a very muddy track. We can't wait to do this when we're in Year 4.
Well done to Year 6, who have displayed fantastic attitudes this week during their stats, and they should be so proud of themselves.
Some news from school council.
After our TCAT Parliament meeting, all the schools have been asked to create bookmarks with positive messages on it on during Wellbeing Week. Every child will make a colourful bookmark with a positive message in it.
Then put it in a book for somebody to find and make them feel happy.
There are examples on the school council notice board.
And finally, a message from Miss Downey. Last week, I brought some of my friends around school to see how amazing the children are at our school and what a fabulous place it is to learn. They were so impressed by what they saw. I am incredibly proud of all the children and staff who worked together as a team to make our school extra special.